Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die. Diehards, please help me welcome Ray Brehm. Okay, so you figure out what people want to feel and how you want your reader to feel and basically why you're doing this, and then what? Like, where, if you're an entrepreneur or a salesperson, where do you find the time?
That's what I try to keep simple, because that's the biggest objection almost everybody has. Like, I don't have time to learn this, and I don't have time to write, and I don't.
Well, then you don't have time to be a fucking expert either.
Well, let's hear what Ray is suggesting to our diehards so that they can find the time.
But listen, the bottom line is, as a writer, I'll tell you, I wrote from my own expertise. I don't research shit. I don't care what 5,000 salespeople think. I care what I did in Manhattan, where fuck you is a greeting. And that's how you learn how to sell. And so I took those experiences and wrote about them. It's not that difficult.
That's what I try to tell people, too. It's like you think, because there's a lot of people giving advice out there like, nope, it takes a long time. You've got to write properly. And it's like, you know what? The reader is interested in your content. Like, when I read the sales manifesto, I connect with you because you're talking in a conversational tone to me. And that's,
you're correct, and also an excellent judge.
That's right.
But just think about this for just a second. There are 1,000 people right now thinking, I need to write a book. I need to either brand myself or put myself out there. And it's okay. So Jen needed to write a book. We created Sales in the New York Minute, which I think is an unbelievable brand. And she dedicated herself to writing a half an hour a day, an hour a day. Not that it wasn't a killer thing. And a year later, and by the way, she was smart enough to go into the studio and record the minutes. And so she has a YouTube channel with her book basically recorded and her book recorded. And so when she's finished the book, she's got an arsenal of things that she can sell. Now she can go to market without having to have what I would refer to as a struggle. All she did was talk about her own expertise, whether it was networking or selling, based on, you know, how many hours of research did you do for this, Jen?
None. I just lived my life and sold a shit ton.
Right, exactly. So if you need to do research on your book, you're writing the wrong book.
Well, there's a genre of those kinds of books.
Yeah, maybe if you're doing something on like brain surgery or something, you might need a couple of references. But
or like medical science to losing weight.
Yeah. Well, we're not in that club. We don't need to lose a pound.
No, not us.
We're svelte.
Yeah. So okay.
I'll give you a good example of this too, by the way. I've been doing this intermittent fasting or whatever it is, right?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
I heard about him. A buddy of mine said,
Nikita,
hey, it's great.
Yeah.
And I go to my doc and I said, you know, should I do this? He's like, yeah, let's do it. Here's a book on it. And it was about this thick.
Oh, right.
And it says the obesity code. And I'm like, I'm not carrying this thing around.
You know? Hold on. In a week, you end up eating the fucking book.
Right. And I'm like,
because you're so hungry.
I'm not carrying this around. And I can't sit still that long to read that many pages. Just tell me what it is. So I did a little video on it. And I said, here's my rendition of the book, you know, how to fast. And it's one page. And it's like, don't eat.
And right, exactly.
I just save readers 8 hours of reading.
Oh, my God.
Or more.
Okay.
So But anyway, the point being talk about your expertise, and you don't, the research would go into like perhaps what title to use, what subtitle to use, and for right. the algorithm on Amazon, things like that. But exactly the topic, unless, you know, there's people teaching that, like, hey, you can go write a book on this and make money. You know, just go research which ones are the, you know, best paid.
Come on. That's a bunch of bullshit. However, just think about it this way. What do you love to do? And what do you do with all your heart every day? That's what you can write a book about. Welcome, everybody, to the new Motivation Monday. It's time to hit the list. That's what time it is.
That's right. We are premiering all these new segments today. And what we're going to be doing from today on is each week we're going to scour the internet for the best lists of sales and personal development strategies. And sometimes we'll even share our own. But this week's list comes courtesy of Howard Brown, CEO and founder of RingDNA.com, and his article on Entrepreneur.com called The Five Clear Conversational Patterns That Scream Hot Sales Opportunity. Hey, Doug, what's number five?
Number five, the prospect mentions multiple stakeholders.
That's like alarm bells going off. Wait, there's someone else that needs does to decide.
Where does he do that? Sullivan Steakhouse? Let's go to number four.
Get him a knife. Like one engraved with his name.
Right. What he's saying is, I'm interested, but there's a lot of other people that I got to deal with.
Yeah. And what's cool about that is he's telling you who those other multiple stakeholders are. And he or she can tell you how to get in with them, like what matters to them. As long as you might even have to ask, but you know. All right. What's number four?
All right. Number four. Actually, I'm going to add a drum roll. Let's get crazy. Here we go. Yeah. Number four.
But that was for number one.
The prospect mentions timing-related keywords.
Oh, like we need it right away, or we have a meeting coming up very soon, and I want to be able to present your stuff, or I'll be speaking with the CEO tomorrow, and he asked me to go gather information. Those are...
Or could you do training on this in July? We have two training days, July 15th and 16th.
Number three.
That's a smoking hot sales opportunity if I've ever heard one.
Hey, exactly. You know what? If the prospect doesn't mention timing-related keywords, you can mention them.
Or he or she is not the decision maker, so, and you have to go find somebody else.
That's true, but I always...
My boss asked me to get this information, and so if you could just bear with me for 20 minutes.
Well, as long as you're dealing with a decision maker, you can always say something like, so when would you like to get started?
Yeah.
And then they're thinking about a date. It's not like, would you like to get started? That's a yes or no question. When would you like to get started makes them think about what this is going to look like and when they would put it into practice at their place.
Can you give me an idea about your sense of urgency?
No.
Okay, well, thanks. I have to go. Yeah. So, are we on number three?
Number three.
Here we go. Long drum roll. The prospect asks a lot of questions.
Ooh.
Sales opportunity.
Any question is, in my opinion, a buying signal. And they're going to ask questions to clarify in their mind where they perceive the benefit to be for them, where they perceive the value is to them, and how they see this fitting into their lives or their business. Those are questions that are going to come up. But every question is a buying signal.
Oh, for sure. And just make sure that you're not the one like rolling off with too many questions, because that would be really annoying.
You know what a great buying signal question is?
What?
Can I go to the bathroom? That means your presentation has been so good, they are about to wet their pants.
Or they're about to text their friend or boss and be like, this blows.
Or they're going to just duck out.
Oh, man.
Number two.
Number two. Yes. The prospect demonstrates enthusiasm.
Especially, I am that prospect, by the way. When people sell to me and I want to buy, they know. Like, I can't hide it. I am the enthusiastic buyer, and I think that salespeople are most easily sold. So go find yourself a salesperson to sell to.
I think that the enthusiasm is going to come in their posture as well as their words. They're going to be trying to get closer to the conversation. It's known euphemistically now as leaning in. I can't stand that phrase, but it's there. And you'll see by their gestures and by their words that they're ready to get more information or even ready to buy.
Yes, I agree. And it really only comes one way, when they realize, when they have that turning point of how you can help them. It's when the prospect has this oh shit moment that they can't do this without you, or that doing this without you or your product or service is going to not be as beneficial as doing it with you. And they have to get whatever it is you're selling. They have to get access to you. They have to get access to your services. Then, because you're going to help them win more, profit more, produce more, that's when they start acting enthusiastic.
And number one, this is the number one clear conversational pattern that screams hot sales opportunity, according to Howard Brown on entrepreneur.com. The link will be in the show notes. Are you ready for this? The prospect acknowledges your solution as an answer to their problems.
All that's left now is find the decision maker and settle on a price. I think that it would be more powerful if the prospect acknowledged my decision as the answer to their problems.
Yeah.
But that's just a, you know, what do I know about pronouns or articles? And I think that you have to look at this from a standpoint of, that's a really great buying signal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
sure.
So then there's two more questions that I would ask them.
Okay. As a salesperson, you would ask them?
Yeah, how would we get started?
Okay.
I mean, I think that's a pretty bit. What are you looking on my paper?
I want to see what you wrote.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Cheating on the test, I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
no, there's no cheating here. How do we get started, or when would we get started?
Uh-huh.
Those are the two, I think, adverbial questions that you're going to want to ask the prospect if they say, I'm an answer. Mm-hmm. An answer or the answer. But, you know, I think that all of this needs one more.
What is it, Jeffrey?
The guy walks in with his credit card and says, here. Exactly.
I love that.
I mean, you know yourself, you walk into a store, a department store, they don't even have to ask you for your credit card. You give it.
Mm-hmm.
You got all your stuff, you go, here, I'm buying this. So I want to be able to put the prospect to a point where they want to start. Suppose they ask you, how are you going to get started? Come on.
Diehards, please help me welcome the great Alon David. And you built this entire system and this entire process and everything in 80 days. And so there's so many of you out there, you diehards, that are saying that you work full time and you can't start another, and you can't do the thing you really want to do that you're super passionate about. You can't take on your side hustle full time because X, Y, Z, you're too busy, you're too tired, whatever. But you did this all at night for 80 days. You didn't even have full working days, because I'm assuming you slept a little bit.
I slept a little bit, yes. I mean, and like I said, we just had two babies. So, I mean, I have two kids. My two kids were born, you know, right now they're 2 and 3, but they were, you know, babies. So even like, they take so much time, those two kids.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah.
No kidding.
How much time to take. It's not like I can, you know, I can do whatever I want and everything. Now, I was also a photographer. So, I mean, that's already a full time. So all your weekends are taken because you shoot events, so corporate events, and I was shooting worldwide, you know, so stuff like that. But look, there's no reason for people not to start unless they're not passionate about what it is. That's why I say, give yourself 90 days permission to fail.
Ooh.
Take something that you want to do.
That's great.
That's huge.
That. You know, and that's what I believe.
How important do you feel did your mindset play a role in this?
Very important, because like I said, I mean, I was procrastinating for many years about the idea. I saw other people launch their stuff and I was like, ooh, I can do that. Well, I can do this better, and I can do this better, and I keep buying their stuff, and I realize they don't have everything that I want. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go for it. I'm gonna design it. I'm gonna create it, and I created it on literally. I'm not a graphic designer, so I took A4 papers and started drafting things and putting it all together, and suddenly it's all over the walls in my studio.
Right,
sent it to my designer in Israel, and then created it. So I mean, it takes a mindset, but it takes commitment. So, and like I said, if I commit to doing it, I'm going to finish it no matter what the outcome is, because I committed, because I will not know, because it could happen right there in the end that it's going to turn into, and it's still not even half where I want it to be, right? I mean, I'm just saying, but I mean, launch the idea.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Tell me about the 8x8 rule.
So, you know, we just wanted to give a little bit more motivation for people to drink more water. So that's a feature we added in the action planner. It's kind of something that we saw online and said, you know what? I think if it's a rule, then people will actually like it and actually follow it. So we put that in there so people can drink more water throughout the day, because I feel that it's something that's important. I didn't want to turn it into a sport journal, but I was like, hey, why not have that in there? Actually, in the new planner coming up, we have other cool things coming up as well. So that's what that is.
I love it. And you get to fill in each glass. So it's exactly, like you want to fill it. You want to fill it up.
We all have to drink, right? I mean, have to.
Yeah.
So why not have that in there? It's something to give you more extra time. Look, I want to say something. I think it's very important to understand, because most people don't start something because they wait for it to be perfect.
Mm.
Okay. It's not going to be perfect. My planners are not even close in being perfect. It's not going to be perfect, and it's never going to be perfect, because I'm always going to learn and I'm always going to try to make it better. But I'm going to launch it. That's what I am going to do, is I'm going to launch it. I'm going to put it out there, and then I'm going to go back to my the people, the users. I'm going to ask them what it is that they want more and work from there. But most people don't launch something, don't create a course, don't create something, don't start a podcast, whatever it may be, because they want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they keep waiting, and then life goes by.
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.